beach easy.
Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we talk about the highs and lows of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break, because today's episode, we are exploring the toddler phase of parenthood. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
And I'm Danielle Layton's mom.
And Shannon is not with us today, but you know what? It kind of works out because we're the two moms in toddler phase right now, so we're true. Living it every day.
In it. Deep, deep in it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Kind of to start... since we are deep in it, what's your favorite part of toddlerhood and kind of what are some of the worst things about having a child in this phase?
So, I mean, it's definitely like one of those like love, kind of loathe relationships with toddlerhood. This is my favorite phase by far just because I think, you know, Layton's really coming into her personality and she's got these opinions and, you know, like she's just fun to talk to and do things with, and like, not that she wasn't before,
but she's becoming like an interactive human.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Have conversations with her. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. But with that comes the tantrums and the overly like straightforward like opinions and having to have things a certain way and like all of that. So it's one of those things where you kind of like have to balance it out. It's like it's really fun on one hand, but sometimes you really have to have super amounts of patience, yeah, to deal, mm-hmm, with the tantrums and just like dealing with this little irrational human that like you just, it doesn't matter what you do. It's like their way or the highway. And just, uh-huh, like the negotiation skills on a toddler,
yes,
is, mm-hmm, intense.
Especially when it comes to snacks. At least in my household, mm-hmm, it's that way.
Mm-hmm. Do they switch it up on you too, where like one day it's their favorite thing in the, mm-hmm, world and then the next day they're like, I've never liked that my,
yes,
entire life.
Absolutely. Unless it's mac and cheese, everything is on the table as far as whether they're going to like it or not. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think for us, it's like the most consistent thing is ketchup. She really loves ketchup.
Mm-hmm. So everything is just a vessel for ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes.
French fries are just a vessel to eat ketchup.
She's literally licked it off of the plate before or like used her finger. And I'm like, baby, at least put it on some food.
Yeah. Yeah. Nolan has taken spoonfuls of ketchup before. Just spoonfuls. It's a soup to him, apparently.
Just the condiment with the most.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Exactly. What, you know, kind of along those same lines, like I find the inconsistencies, like you said, like going from pushing them into the bathtub because they don't want to get in there. And then they get into the bathtub and they don't want to get out. And it's like a battle from start to finish. Or do you find that in your household?
Oh, yes.
It blows, absolutely, my mind how quickly they snap from one thing to another, and just trying to keep up, I'm like, what is happening?
Exactly. And every time you feel like you've got it nailed down and you're like, yes, I've got it, I know the formula, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely changes.
Absolutely.
Just keeping us on our toes. That's all it is, right?
Mm-hmm. And Layton's potty trained, right?
Yeah, she,
okay,
is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's three?
Three and a half.
Three,
yeah,
and a half, mm-hmm, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
She's getting closer and closer to four. I'm like,
I was
going to
say, she's on the end of the toddler phase. Mm-hmm. You're really almost through it for the most part.
So there is a light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know. She's like when I say sassy, like, I mean, she's super sweet and she has manners and everything, but she's just got this like she's going to be either a world leader one day or the head of a prison gang. Like, I'm not sure which way it's going to go. I'm hoping world leader.
Yes, we all are hoping
and,
that.
And as sweet as she is, like, I don't feel like, you know, mm-hmm, it would go the prison way, but you never know.
You never,
like,
know.
It's just such a dominant personality. And I've always been such a, like, I'm a more like passive, mm-hmm, kind of person. I avoid conflict, all of that sort of thing. So it's fun to see that, like, she's got this personality of, mm-hmm, her own. Just makes me want to, yeah, rip my hair out sometimes.
Yeah. And for me, I see, like, I'm experiencing two different toddler phases. So Colton went through his, and he was at that point, you know, an only child. And now Nolan is going through his, and it's a totally different experience. I mean, the phases are kind of the same, but, like, he wants to copy his brother so much that that's what we, like, fight about. Like, not fight, but that's what we, you know, have our tantrums about, is because he wants to do everything just like his brother. I'm like, dude, you're not old enough. You're not strong enough yet. Like, you can't do those things yet.
Mm-hmm.
So having to figure out like what's age appropriate and what we can let slide into like, okay, I guess you can do that kind of situation. It's just a different experience. And I never thought that a phase could have those different experiences, but how do you deal with tantrums in your household?
I guess it's terrible. I guess I'm kind of inconsistent myself. It really depends on what's going on in the day. Absolutely. And how much patience I've got left by that point. Mm-hmm. I did actually buy this book recently. It's called How to Talk to Little Kids So They Listen or something like mm-hmm. that. And I took it. I just recently got back from a trip and I took it with me to read on the airplane, but ended up just like watching these like mindless TV shows to shut my brain off.
Much better.
But I did get like a tiny bit into it, and it does give like some real life examples and stuff. And it seems like it's a thick book, mm-hmm. but it seems like it might be a little bit helpful. So I'm hoping that helps me a little bit. I just sometimes the patient is just uh-huh. not there. And while my first thing that I try to do is like talk her through things, figure out like what's going on, like how we can get past the situation. Like we've got the breathing techniques, mm-hmm. like smell the flowers, blow out the candles.
Yep.
Do you need a second? Like those sort of things. We try to go through all of the gentle parenting that we possibly can, but then there's sometimes where just like the yep. gentle parenting goes out the window mm-hmm. and we're just duking it out. Like
we're pretty much, I mean, for sure we go through the gentle parenting techniques, same thing. The breathing exercises, I'm a big like talker through-er type situation, like let's talk about it. It's harder with toddlers. That mm-hmm. is one part that gets easier, is they start to understand and grow and like, okay, I see where you're coming from, mom. Like, I get it. So that does get easier. I'll give you a heads up on that.
Good.
Yeah. But right now we're in the phase, and Nolan has tantrums a lot less than what Colton has, but when he gets them, they're intense, and to the point where it's just like, okay, you just do your thing on the floor, like you just scream, you just holler, you get through all of the emotions, go kid, just let it go. We're gonna walk away and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Like, go make yourself some popcorn. Yep, and just enjoy
exactly.
the show for a bit.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I found that works for Nolan is, I mean, he loves books so much. So if when he's having a moment, if I just start reading a book out loud, and he's eventually is like, hey, what you doing over there? Can I come join? And it like all melts away and we just start reading books. So for us, that was a good solution. But, you know, there's those moments where you just got to put them down and walk away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for your own
safely
sanity.
Walk away. Yeah. Obviously, I'm still watching to make sure he's okay. But yeah,
mm-hmm. you're just not there actively trying to be like, okay, how can we talk through this? Because yeah. nope. in that moment, mm-hmm. there's nothing in the world that you can possibly do. They just need to
right.
scream it out.
And scream it out.
You know what? Sometimes I have to do that in my car too. So like, I
yeah,
get it.
Exactly.
I get it.
And you know what? Sometimes those, especially if it's before nap time, lead to the best naps because they've expelled so much mm-hmm. energy that they just crash. So sometimes I'm here for it.
Do both of yours still take naps?
No, just Nolan.
Okay.
Yep. Every once in a while we'll get Colton. He'll get tired enough and crash, but it's not for long. And it's very, very far, few in between. So
when did he grow out of naps?
I'm trying to think. It's probably, he's five now. It's probably at least a solid year. So I'm going to say that four phase really is when he stopped taking naps.
Dang, Layton got over hers like real quick.
Really?
I think it's been about a year where she just doesn't really take naps. She kind of does at daycare. I guess she fights them really bad.
Yeah.
And so like now at this point, like her teacher was asking me like, are you okay if she just doesn't nap during like the day now? Because I guess she would wait until it was about 15, 20 minutes before they have to wake them up. And then she would just like have a fit because they woke her up. Mm-hmm. So it's like I feel like we got out of the nap phase really quick, but you can tell towards the end of the day
yep.
the tantrums come on a little bit more mm-hmm. I think because she's tired. And
yeah, I mean that's one thing that I always think about is like, okay, what phase are they in? Like, you know, what part of the day is it? You know, what other circumstances are causing this tantrum? Not the situation they're in necessarily, but you know, are they hungry? Are they tired? You know, has it been a long day? they are entitled to their emotions as well, just mm-hmm. as much as we are. You know, they're going to have bad days and good days, and they're going to have the long days and the frustrating days, and they're learning and their mind is growing just as quickly as anybody else's. So, you know, try to always think about that when I'm going through a situation of a, you know, first I got to get my head right and okay, what are we walking into? What's mm-hmm. happening here before we can assess the needs and evaluation of what the toddler's going through as well. And I was going to say, one of the things is, you know, before we go out anywhere, Lewis and I always have the conversation of like, okay, are we putting them in the best situation? Are we setting them up to fail? You know, we're very conscious about that of like, okay, this is going to be a situation where we know that they're not going to, it's not going to work out for them. Mm-hmm. So like, is it the best decision for our family to be doing this? Like, let's try not to put them in situations where they're going to fail mm-hmm. And go into it. I don't have, do you guys look at that at all?
Yeah, we try to.
Like, you guys seem like conscious, very conscious when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we definitely try to. I mean, there's like, there's certain situations where, you know, you just have to be like, no, I can't, we can't do this. Like for our own mental health, mm-hmm. for our child's mental health, like there's sometimes where you do just have to say no, which has been a hard thing for me my entire life. I've always been the yes person. Mm-hmm. I will overexert myself to the max. And so having, you know, a toddler and a child, like it kind of makes you a little bit more conscious about those mm-hmm. and like being better to yourself mentally at the same time. So yeah, we try to avoid those situations too. I mean, there's sometimes where you can't, right. But you know, and we just try and do everything that we can to make sure she's got stuff with her to keep her brain occupied or like, you know, mm-hmm. has something that makes her feel safe and comfortable and stuff like that. So
absolutely.
That hopefully that helps offset the tiredness, but I feel like I'm always having to get back and remember, like you said, like they're human. They, you know, like they're little and they're learning and stuff like that, but they're still like human. And while we have these situations where we feel overexerted and tired and grumpy and stuff too, it's like they're just learning their emotions and stuff like that. So it's the same, just to a heightened degree almost. So.
Absolutely. Any memorable tantrums out in public or anything like that that you felt like you couldn't?
Oh my gosh. It was like, I was so embarrassed, but it's also just, you know, luckily.
Every mom's been there. So.
Oh God, I must. And I blush really easily. So like, I was bright red in this moment, but we go to Publix every single week. Layton loves it there. She calls it the green store. Mm-hmm. We have our little routine where
she get her free cookie.
So that's where the issue comes into play. Yes. So first we always get in the cart. We go pick out some flowers for the week. She loves picking out flowers. And then we go, you know, either get a cookie or sometimes she likes these coconut strip things. So it really depends on the day. But this day we went to go get a cookie. And she decided that, like, none of the cookies were good enough. Like the sweet, sweet lady at the bakery gave her the sprinkle cookie and she loves sprinkles. So I don't know why today she only wanted an M&M cookie and they didn't have those. And I was like, baby, I was like, this is all they have. You know, just be thankful. Say thank you. Refused to say thank you or have any sort of manners to this poor lady that's standing there in the middle of this debate I'm having with a 3-year-old just trying to be like, they don't have that cookie. Mm-hmm. This is the cookie you get. It's still a great cookie. You should be thankful. Like, just trying. And so, like, we had to walk away. I, like, apologized probably 10,000 times. We had to walk away. We had a little bit of a side conversation. And so she was ready to go back and say thank you. And she was sorry to the, but like in that moment, like it's like you're trying to keep your cool, but you're also like, I will take you outside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that was probably one of the most memorable ones because, like, if nothing else, she usually at least is always like very thankful and very polite to like others, mm-hmm. at least. And this was the first situation where she just refused to be nice to like this. This lady that was just, you know, being sweet and giving her a cookie.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But luckily that lady had a toddler as well. So she was like,
good.
I get it.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes. That tends to happen. A lot of people are usually like, I understand. Mm-hmm. Don't worry. It's okay.
Right. What about you?
Mine actually was probably one at school. And we had just picked up, you know, asking about the day. And he wanted to go to McDonald's for dinner. And we rarely, I mean, it's a special occasion for a McDonald's Happy Meal.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked, and I was like, no, bud, like, not today. Like, didn't think anything of it. Be bopping around. He just laid on the floor and had a fit in the middle of the hallway. And it's like prime pickup time. So there's parents everywhere. So then not only does he have this and starts laying on the floor, I'm like, okay, like, we're going to, you know, get through this. I'm going to let it be for a few minutes. But, you know, it's about time to close up shop. You know, teachers are ready to get home, too. He immediately just jumps up, bolts out the door, and takes off into the parking lot. I mean, thank goodness he realizes that, like, he can't go any further than the front door. But it was one of those I was, like, caught off guard, didn't know what was happening going on. Like, the teachers were all, like, kind of far enough away that, like, it was just a bad situation. Yeah, he obviously did not get McDonald's that evening. And, you know, we had a long conversation in the car. But it was, like, came out of nowhere. Like, I don't even know why or how it happened. I, you know, thought I was having a great day. Just, and, you know, I'm sure that I was thinking, like, okay, no big deal. Like, we'll get McDonald's some other time and won't think about it. But something triggered this massive.
Sometimes you just need those chicken nuggies. Sometimes you just need them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I can relate. I feel like I've thrown a tantrum or two over chicken nuggies.
Bless. Oh, bless. Potty training. How did that go for you?
Surprisingly easy. Okay. Like, I was terrified of the potty training stage. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, there's some horror stories out there, right?
Yeah, and, like, you never know how long it's going to be. And, like, I had a couple friends that were, like, struggling with the potty training side of things. And it just, like, to me, it was this huge mountain that we were going to have to climb. And I was terrified of it. And so we had, like, the little potty seats mm-hmm. at the house, like, that go over top for a while, just trying to, like, get her used to it and, like, kind of walk her through it. And but we were going to wait until, like, daycare was ready
right.
to do yeah, it yeah. just so that we could be on the same page. So she was kind of already familiar with, you know, sitting on the potty. Like, we would just do it whenever she wanted to, basically. And so when we started potty training at the same time as daycare was doing it with her, their whole thing is, like, you can't go back to diapers.
Right.
You've got to just go cold turkey. Mm-hmm. You've got to just do your best and, you know, do, like, positive affirmations. Mm-hmm. Like, definitely don't do any of, like, the negative stuff,
right.
like, when things happen. So we just went along with, like, the little paper that daycare gave us. And, like, we had a whole weekend where we just went, like, no underwear, no pants,
gonna say,
nothing.
Yeah,
just walking around the house. and it somehow worked. Like, we obviously had a few accidents here and there. And, like, she did have, like, whenever she had to go number two, she was scared of doing that on the toilet okay. for a while. So yeah. she would just, like, hold it for days Aww. And was getting these stomach aches. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, took a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. But, like, for the most part, it was really
easy.
Like, she picked it up super quick.
Nice.
Like, yeah,
we're getting ready to enter the potty training phase with Nolan. You know, he'll be two the first week of October. But he's just shown so much interest in it because of the fact that, like, his brother, they're both in the bathroom at the same time and mm-hmm. he sees it happening and he's like, I'm ready to go. I mean, he'll just walk up to the toilet and pull his shirt up like he's peeing anyhow.
he's ready.
Yeah, he's so ready. So we ordered the little potty training toilet to start off with. We have to hold back a little bit because he hasn't moved up to the classroom that has the bathroom in it yet. So mm-hmm. they're not quite equipped to ready for the potty training, but we'll work on it kind of from the home side. But yeah, we'll probably do the same thing, you know, a weekend, no pants, ready to go. Our old daycare with Colton, they actually did, like, a potty training boot camp week where if the kids weren't potty trained by then, they were like, don't worry, by the end of this, they will be potty trained. And they take up all the rugs in the whole daycare. They or like in their classroom, they get rid of, like, all the soft toys, like anything that can get wet. It can't be wiped down. Like, it's all gone. And it's a full week. I don't bless
these daycare teachers. Right? Seriously.
Exactly.
Like, that sounds like a nightmare. For you.
You just start your week and you're like, okay, this is potty training week. I'm ready to.
We're all getting pee on us today. Exactly. This is great. I can barely handle that when it's my own child. I can't imagine it being like 10 other people's children. Just like. That sounds like a nightmare.
I can just see it like after lunch, you know, like they're all had milk to drink and they're all that don't understand it yet. And it's just pee after pee after pee after pee all around the rooms.
Awful. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I mean, like, and even like going back to toddler tantrums and stuff like that, like the daycare teachers literally have to handle it from anywhere from 5 to 10 different children. Mm-hmm. All day long, like the whole time. Yeah. Like I
don't know how they do it.
Patience of saints.
Yes.
Like, I have no clue how they do that. Mm-hmm. Like it takes a very special, amazing kind of person to be
Absolutely.
Able to do that. Mm-hmm. Or just be a teacher in general. I feel like that's mm-hmm. that's a profession where you really need a lot of patience.
Yes. Yes, for sure. For sure. Oh man. What do you love about the toddler phase?
I mean, like, honestly, my favorite things are really just being able to sit down and have conversations with her. And we're, like, I'm able to share a lot of the things that are my favorite things now. Mm-hmm. Like, we've started doing, like movies have always – I love movies. And so we've started this tradition of Friday family movie night where we get all the cool snacks and we have the popcorn buckets. And, like, we put our couch together in this, like, weird way so that it's almost like a giant bed kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We just get all snuggly and start to watch some of those classic movies that I grew up with and eating the snacks and stuff. So she's, like – at the age where, you know, she can have some of those things as a treat. And we just tried to, like, you know, implement other family traditions and stuff. And it just, they make sense to her now. Whereas before, like, I'm so excited yeah. about Christmas and Halloween and stuff this year, because this year she has an opinion on what she wants mm-hmm. to be for Halloween. She knows and understands what Santa is mm-hmm. and, like, you know, all of that stuff. So it's just, it's fun being able to get to that place where, you know, we can start sharing things together and right. like her, you know, understanding and, you know, having opinions of it.
So along those favorite. Kind of lines, like, do you guys do special celebrations for any milestones or, like, you know, do you have any traditions based around, you know, those toddler milestones as she got older and did things like learn to brush her teeth or that type of thing?
I don't think we've done anything, like, huge. Like, mm-hmm. we'll do treats here and there. Like, this girl, she loves her. You know, I think that's like a trend right now. I just need a little treat, like, or whatever.
She started it.
She is the treat queen. She's like, I'm a sweet girl right now, mommy. I just need a little treat. I'm like, it's the hardest thing to say
yeah,
no.
Right?
I'm like, yes, that's the best idea. Let's go get ice cream. Like, it's so... So we don't do these, like, massive things. It's just lots of little treats mm-hmm. here and there. And, like, what about you?
Yeah, kind of along the same lines. You know, I'm one of those – I am terrible about taking photos to document that type of thing. Like, oh, I don't have – it's all in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm terrible about the documentation of that type of thing.
On the silver lining side, though, you're in the moment.
We are.
And
yes.
you're, like, actively present. Mm-hmm. Like, I know sometimes, you know, like – taking the phone out and doing all that kind of distracts from the moment. It's, like, nice to document it, but at least, you know, you're yeah. there, you're present. You got yeah. it in your brain.
Exactly. That's what really matters. You know, same thing, like treats, special, you know, both my boys love Hot Wheels. So going and picking out a dollar Hot Wheel at Target is always a special reward for them and kind of celebrating those. But it's also fun to watch Colton react to the Nolan getting to those kind of little things. And yesterday, I guess, was kind of a milestone. But when I went to pick him up at daycare, it was like the first time that he had run to me and he was like, "Mama!" And it was so clear and, like, so good. And like, I knew that it was like the words coming out of his mouth. And, like, you know, he'd run to me or come up to me before, but like that he was like, oh my gosh, I recognize this as my mama and I know the word now and I'm gonna say it. And it was really, really sweet.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. And those little hugs that they give you when you get, oh, they're the best. They just heal.
I don't want
everything.
This space to end. I really don't. They're so stinking cute. Right? They're so cute.
Every time I get like the flashbacks on my phone and stuff, where it pulls up memories mm-hmm. from before, I'm like, oh my God, how does she get like, yes. She's just this little tiny thing. And
the other morning we woke up and it was still a little bit dark outside, and we were on his changing table and he kind of stood up and he like looked outside and he was like, it's night night outside. It's night night. I'm like, buddy, the fact that you recognize like the dark and the light, like that's so awesome.
That's yeah. huge.
I was like, you want to go back to sleep, kid? It's Saturday. We can put you back in bed if you want to.
Right. It's like, let's just all go nap. Mm-hmm. Like, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. This morning when we woke up, it was a little bit darker out than mm-hmm. it usually has been. I didn't realize that like sunrise had shifted so much. And so I thought it was raining outside. I pulled up the weather app and I'm like, oh no, it just. It's still yeah. early.
Yes, yes. Is she transitioned to a toddler bed? I assume mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Yeah, she's been in one for
How
a little bit.
How was that transition?
It was really good. So, like, she never really moved around a whole lot, like, mm-hmm. even in her crib. So, like, I think she's only fallen out of the bed, like out of a bed one time. And it was when we went to the mountains and we're staying in a cabin. She had like a little twin size mm-hmm. bed that have any sort of support. So she fell out of bed that one time. But like she's got.
I feel like that's a rite of passage.
I know.
Every
right?
kid's got to fall out
oh
of
my
bed.
Gosh. It was so loud too. And like everybody else in the cabin was like, what just happened?
Yeah. Like, are we going to the emergency room? What's going to happen here?
Oh my God. It scared us so bad. Cause like it sounded so much worse than it was. But she's got like a day bed
okay.
kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So like one side is like up against the wall and kind of has like rails. But mm-hmm. yeah, like we did like the little pillow thing underneath her sheet just to kind of give a lump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she never really even went near it. So she's just kind of got free reign in her bed now. I feel like we maybe transitioned her a little bit earlier than we should have, but we were just, she was like starting to show signs of like she's always really loved the ocean. And mm-hmm. ever since she was like able to walk, like if she ever saw a surfboard, she was going right for it, like mm-hmm. every single time. So we made her room all like surfer girl themed.
And
we've
love
got like
that.
The ocean wave, like uh-huh. wallpaper and like did this whole thing. So I think we were just so excited to
yes.
like give her room like a little bit more personality
yeah.
that we just kind of went for it, but it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
when did you transition?
It was. Probably about the same age, about 3 and a half. Yeah, because we wanted to transition before Nolan was born, and he was 3 and a half when Nolan was born. So, but he didn't love the bed at first. Like, he was ready to be out of the crib, but I don't know if it was just even too low for him. I don't know what it was, but he was just like, nah, this is not my jam. I'm good. So we ended up going ahead and purchasing shortly after, like a twin size bed, like a bigger, actually, I think it's even like a regular, larger than a twin, like a full size bed. And he loves that. Like, he's like, dude, I need the space. Like, I need to roll around.
Starfish yeah, out.
Exactly.
Like.
Yeah. So once we made that adjustment, he was fine. But when he was in, we bought like a toddler size bed. It was real low to the ground. And he would just get out of bed and come sleep in our bed, and that we needed to put a stop to that immediately. So when we went with a bigger bed, it transitioned nicely and it all worked out. But yeah,
have you ever seen the videos of like when people start like, you know, doing mm-hmm. the bed change and like all the funny places where they find their children in the room? Like
I recently was just looking at an Instagram post about a mom, and she was like, so, you know, my son, he sleeps in a cardboard box in his bed. He was like, he has his, or next to his bed, she was like, he has his own bed, but he finds comfort. Like, he puts his head in the cardboard box and his body's just on the floor. And she was like, I don't get it, but it works for us. And I was like, you know what? That's, sometimes that's the way it's got to be. It may not fit the norm of society, but if it works for you and mm-hmm. he's getting good sleep, what is the difference if there's a cardboard box in his room or not, right? Like, who cares?
Right. One of my good friends, Ashley, she was one of the first ones out of our group to have a child. And so when she was going through that phase with her son, it was, she would like send us screenshots from like the monitor of mm-hmm. like where he would end up like in the room, and it was yeah. the funniest thing. Like, but and I was like, oh, I wonder where Layton's gonna end up, and like she didn't, she just stayed in the bed. I was like, kind of happy, but yeah. also like,
oh, I was waiting for my fun
where's
moments.
My humor.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes. Oh, bless. Yeah, my husband was a sleepwalker when he was a kid, so I was prepared for, like, the horror stories.
Oh, no.
Not horror stories, but, like, prepared for his mom had told me, like, all the crazy things that he did when he was a child and sleepwalking. So I was somewhat prepared for that to happen. Luckily, that hasn't happened, but he does get up a lot in the middle of the night and just do, like, he'll go to the bathroom, he'll come into our room and say basically, like, you know, can I come sleep with you? No. And he'll walk back into his bed. So I think he's half asleep when he does that. So it's probably a little bit of sleepwalking, but he pretty much sleeps in his own bed now. There's little flies in there.
There's like two of them. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing them.
So, but yeah, what, any advice for other moms going through? I mean, you're almost through it. So what would you change, do differently?
I would probably say don't do any of the stuff that I've been doing. I am definitely
the opposite of what
I'm
I do.
I'm definitely not the model person to be getting advice from on any of that whatsoever. Because day by day, I'm just like trying to figure it out myself. Like,
aren't we all?
Just, again, only child, never really babysat, didn't like, when they told me I could take Layton home from the hospital, I was like, are you sure? Like, is this safe? It's like, I know Bobby knows what he's doing, yeah. but like, he's not going to be there. Like,
what do you mean there's no class like I have to take?
Right? That, like, I don't need to get like a license for this yeah. or anything.
Take like, an exam to at least know what I'm doing.
It's like, I'm going to be there all day with her. Like, while my husband, who knows what he's doing, is at work. I was like, this doesn't seem safe. But, and like, I thought she was just this tiny little breakable thing mm-hmm. that like, I just... Yeah, I was like way in over my head for a long time, and I still feel kind of like I'm in over my head, but like she seems happy and she's healthy and alive. Yes. So I call that a win. Yep. But yeah, I would say just try to have as much patience as you possibly for can. Sure. And hopefully after I read this book that I got, maybe I'll have better advice. Any advice that you can give to me?
Yes, it's probably not going to come from a book, so
it's much better.
It's okay if you don't read that book.
Yes. Okay. Perfect.
You're going to learn through author experience, but I mean, enjoy every moment. Like, you know, they're going to go away, and the toddler phase is never going to happen again. So. Mm-hmm. Enjoy every moment. That would be my number one thing. And I know that sounds so cliche and everyone's going, oh,
you need that. You need
but
that reminder.
So true. Like, take every moment in and don't be scared to share the moments either. You know, it doesn't have to be on social media, but tell a friend. Like, when you're excited about something, you don't have to hold it in. Like, share with people. They like to hear those stories just as much as, you know, you enjoy telling them. So, or at least I pretend they do. So if you get sick of hearing me talk about it, I'm sorry, but.
Never.
And see the humor in things. I mean, I think that that is too. Like, when they're having those tantrums, like, sometimes it's okay for you to laugh and just be like, okay, we're going to get through this. It's just a moment. And look at, you know, look at the funnier side of things. It doesn't always have to be so serious with everything. So it's just a phase. They're going to get through it. You know,
we all will.
Yeah, I think that's kind of it for today, but it was fun to talk to another mom that's in the toddler phase.
We got this.
We do. We do. We're stronger than we think.
Just
by a long shot.
Lots of caffeine and little treats.
Little treats. Love it. All right, y'all. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.